Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Stand for? Oh my God, it's early. Speaking of early.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global burner! Now it's Diggins! Oh, here comes Diggins! Diggins making the play around Sweden! Yes! Jesse Diggins to the line! Yes! And it is Jesse Diggins! Oh! Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, right here on The Roar.
Dylan Hunter back in Clemson. SEC makes a statement about pros coming back to play football. Deshaun Watson to start for the Browns, and Ole Miss has their building swept by the FBI post Lane Kiffin. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, August 25th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great one today. 7:25, Dr. Milt Louder, A Moment with Milt, our sports and performance psychologist, joins us talking some psychology here on a Tuesday. Should be a good time. Going to talk about Dylan Hunter returning to Clemson. NFL guys going to LSU, NBA guys going to LSU, Deshaun Watson starting, going to get you ready for the Braves and the Dodgers tonight. You'll talk about FBI and Ole Miss and LSU football, two starting quarterbacks named in the SEC, one in the NFL. Lot to get into here on a very busy Tuesday show, and the producer of it, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Beans on toast.
And it's 63 degrees.
Have you seen the weather for next week?
I thought I had.
Just enjoy it this week and don't look ahead.
Really?
Back in the 90s.
No. Let me see what you got here. Next week. Yeah, low 90s. But. Low 90s isn't great. Today, 88. 88, 87, 83, 83, 84, 85. And then Monday, 90 through 92 through all that.
Give me those 83 days all day.
Yeah. Even though it might be some rain involved and all that.
That's fine.
How was your Monday?
Oof, busy Monday. Good Monday. Great Monday.
Good.
Doing good, feeling good, optimistic, positive. You know.
Man, that sounds
just
ready
to spend 3 hours getting all that ruined. Just kidding. I'm happy to be here.
Glad to hear that.
How was your Monday?
Fantastic. Went home, worked on my golf game a little bit with my new launch monitor, which I like. And then went, got my little girl, had a blast with her. Went to a baseball practice last night. All my coaches are out of town. All my coaches are out of the country. So I'm the fourth assistant or the third assistant with four coaches, head coach and assistant coaches. Everybody's out of the country, out of town. So we worked on situational base running last night and situational defense last night for an hour.
Skipper Big Don.
Big Don, yes. No, it's fun. We got a good bunch of good guys. We're getting better, man. We're trying to get better every single day. We're going to be the most improved team in the league. is the goal. And the most fun. That's the goal. Eight and under baseball. It's not a pretty thing, and you're just trying to get better, man. Trying to get the kids to have fun and want to come back the next day and get better every day. So that's good. And then last night, anything happened last night? I don't think so. Kind of a quiet evening last night.
Did you toast bread, add butter, warm beans, and then scoop beans on the toast?
No, pork.
Oh, that was today.
Yes, Tuesday today. Today, last night, pork, green beans, macaroni, and cheese. So it's good. I will do some ribeyes tonight. I bought four packs of ribeyes to do the Philly cheesesteaks over the weekend. I thought we were having guests. We didn't, so I got two leftover ribeyes. Don't normally like the ribeye, but we'll try the ribeye tonight. See how that works out. And no baseball tonight, so we'll be at home and do all that. So that's good. What are we going to do for segment two?
I mean, we got to talk about Lane Kiffin. I mean,
how about Will Wade, too? See what his roster looks like? Look. Look, let's just be honest about it. If you're Will Wade, or Lane Kiffin said, or Will Wade said, hold my beer. Look, this thing is amazing what his roster is going to look like. All right? So, bear with me. They've got unbelievable lineup with a bunch of pros from all over the world coming into town. So, get this. This is the age when these guys will be, if everybody is eligible. Well, let me tell you this. Here's his lineup. Donovan Dent, UCLA transfer, one of the best point guards in the country. Sky Clark, UCLA transfer, averaged 11.5 points a game last year. RJ Lewis, who got eligible last night, Big East player of the year last year. Mo Diabate, Kentucky transfer. And Bryce Desert, a French big man who has 4 years of pro experience. The depth on the team, Salou Niang, an Italian wing with 4 years as a pro. Abdi Bishar, a Kansas State transfer. Michael Ruzic, a Croatian who's played professional basketball in Spain. Divine Ugochukwu, a Michigan State transfer. Austin Nunez, a Texas San Antonio transfer. And Marcio Santos, a Brazilian pro who's also played in Israel. Here are the ages of these guys. You ready? 22.9. Let's go 23 years old, 23 years old, 24 years old, 23 years old, 23 years old, 23 years old, 23 years old, 20 years old, 20.7 years old, 23 years old, 24 years old.
You said 22.9?
Yeah, that's, you know, his birthday's in a month, in other words.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're going to turn 23.
That's age at the start of the season. Yeah. When the season is over, they'll be 23, 23, 24, 23, 24, 23, 23, 20, 21, 23, and 24.
I'll tell you what.
Putting against 18-year-olds.
I need to start.
By the way, does anybody think that's right?
I need to start a women's beach volleyball team here at Clemson. Start recruiting 25-year-old women. It'd be perfect.
Cougars.
Yeah.
You could be the Clemson Cougars. I mean, what?
No more comments.
Seriously, does anybody think that's right? Does anybody think that we ought to go to the NFL? Sarkisian mentioned it yesterday. Even Lane said, hey, I don't like it, but everybody's, you know, if you're going to do it, see the other people do it or not. But that didn't make it right. You could actually be principal and say, we're not doing that. Anyway, man, that's just – and I'll be honest with you. And people might not want to hear this today. I might get in trouble. I don't like Dylan Hunter coming back. I mean, there's a time in there where you've been here long enough, man. Like, this is college. Like, you move on. This isn't Rodney Dangerfield. This isn't Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn. Like, you move on, man. You go, this is a temporary deal. You don't stay in high school for 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 years. You stay in college for 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 years. They can just move on. Go play some. Go get a job.
Be a journeyman, not a hanger-oner.
What's the resume company?
The
national resume company. I don't get a LinkedIn account,
Indeed.
Man. Indeed. Should you guys be out of college sports by now? Indeed, they should. Oh man! And the SEC agrees.
In principle.
Well, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the SEC releases this. The commissioner met with the SEC presidents and chancellors yesterday via video conference, and they released a statement. College athletes, not former professional athletes, have been at the heart of the Southeastern Conference. Individuals who choose to leave college athletics, sign professional playing contracts, and compete professionally should not then be permitted to return to college competition. Allowing that to occur will blur the line between college and professional sports, create significant competitive equity concerns, and reduce opportunities for high school and current college athletes. College sports are for college athletes. The current confusion around the national eligibility standards emphasizes the need to advance the Protect College Sports Act. That is the official release from the SEC. Now, Greg Sankey, I'm lawyering up here, but Greg Sankey, if that's the way y'all feel, while you can't make those people ineligible, you can say that in this conference we don't play people who are doing that. So if you do, you forfeit the game. That's what the Big 12 was going to do with Sorsby. The Big 12 decided we're going to lawyer up and we're not going to say Sorsby. We're not going to tell you that the judge is wrong. Sorsby is eligible. We're just saying that if you play him, if you play athletes, whatever, you will forfeit that game. You will not be eligible for postseason play.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way you take care of that, at least at this point, until you collect a bargain.
And instead it's, hey, let's get the government involved.
Yeah.
We know how efficient that works.
Well, and the government sucks. But
thank you.
At least the government would have a rule in place or a law. It's a law. So a judge can override a conference rule, but a judge cannot override a federal law. A district court judge. No, you can't. I think I'm right by saying that. I could be wrong, but
it's a lot more difficult to find a workaround.
Right. Right. So, man. And then, I don't know who's writing the scripts, but I don't know if you saw it yesterday. Executive director of Ole Miss's NIL Collective, and I'm sure this guy's Walker Jones, I'm sure he's on the up and up. The Grove Collective, oh, I'm sure he's just, he told a podcast yesterday, and the podcast name, by the way, is Assorted Crackers. To be honest with you,
that sounds like an Ole Miss podcast for sure.
Yeah, to be honest with you, in today's world, I'm not sure that I would want to call it Assorted Crackers in Mississippi with Ole Miss, with Colonel Reb as the mascot and Dixie as the fight song before. I'm just not sure Assorted Crackers is the right way to go. Right way to go there. But anyway,
it's accurate, let me tell you.
Anyway, he says, quote, we actually had the FBI come through and walk the building for bugs, for everything. We knew what was going on in Baton Rouge. We knew how they operated. I remember getting on my knees and looking underneath the desk and checking for, like, bugs in my office. And then asked why he was looking. He says, quote, trust me, you don't know this guy Kiffin like I do. Who's writing the scripts, man? The FBI comes in to search for bugs. What? Seriously, man, somebody wake me up. Like, this is crazy. And still on top of that, as Tennessee Duke pointed out yesterday, a linebacker for Tennessee was thinking about going pro, accepted $400 in cash to take a plane trip to go inquire about it, decided not to go pro. He is suspended for 2 games. The guys that did decide to go pro, that went pro, that got paychecks in the pros and played in pro exhibition games, now come back to college, and they aren't suspended. It's like, somebody wake me up. I'm tired of talking about all that, man. It's exhausting. Short break. Talk Lane Kiffin when you come back. It's going to be a great show. Can't wait to hear from you. Tuesday. Much more when you come back right after this. Your lawyer phone lines, Alan in Greenville. Good morning, Alan. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mick. Doing fine. How's it going?
Couldn't be better. Blessed.
Good. I hadn't heard everything you said. I just hopped in the truck here, headed to a meeting here, parking lot here now. But, yeah, you got to think the NFL is loving what's going on with this college mess. I just cannot believe it. But you nailed it. NFL and Masters, probably the best two-run events in the world. And I hadn't really thought about it, like you said, ran by one man. Now, granted, they got guys under them. They've got a great staff. And certainly Fred Ridley, the Master, and I don't know him at all, but and there's tons and tons of people that help run that facility. But being there every year and just see as to how do they pull this off, you're right. I think versus some kind of committee management system, an individual seems to do better. So I agree with you.
Yeah, both those guys are held accountable for it. They're given all this power, but they're held accountable for it. Can you imagine right now? Let's say if Nick Saban was the czar of college football and became the commissioner of college football. Can you imagine the conversation he would have? He called Lane Kiffin to go, no, we're not doing this. No.
Absolutely, yes.
And I don't care what the courts say. The courts say you can, but that doesn't mean you should or you will. And so Nick Saban would make the phone call, and Lane Kiffin says, sorry, commish, won't happen again. Sorry, I even thought about that. And it'd be over.
Yeah, I don't think we ever would have believed in our lifetime, gosh, I'll be 64 next month, that I've enjoyed college football my whole life, but I never would have thought I'd see it like it is today. And yet, Walt said it yesterday, I was listening, the football is still pretty darn good.
Yes.
We're blessed that the games are good, but how we get to the games is awful.
100%.
So we have got to have a commissioner or something, some way.
Yes.
Just get it better. And that's really all I got to say.
Very good. I thought you retired. What are you doing at meetings? What are you going
to do? I am headed to a potential board meeting this morning. So,
good.
So just working on that. Still working a little bit, but enjoying it.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear. Always good to hear from you, buddy. Great points about the Masters.
See you, buddy.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Yes, sir. Bye.
It would be a short conversation. There'd be some leaked, either Lane Kiffin would call the czar, call Saban and go, hey, I'm thinking about getting this guy from NFL, and Saban would go, what? Yeah, these guys getting cut by the NFL, the judge said they can't. Nah, we ain't doing that. That'd be it. That'd be the conversation.
I'd love to see the body language as well, just reminiscent of their pairing together at Alabama. Just hands on hips. Gesturing at him like come on, go sit in the corner where you belong.
You know what this is? I might get some trouble here. No, I'll take it out. You know how beautiful the city of San Francisco is?
I've heard. I've never been there personally.
You know what's happened in San Francisco? It's a dump. Do you know how beautiful Hawaii is? Parts of Hawaii now. Parts of Hawaii, it's a dump. We're trying to do it in Asheville, and we're trying to do it in Key West. We're trying to do it in places. But you know what the problem is? Human beings ruin the good stuff. Do you know how many good churches were ruined by human beings? You know how many good schools are ruined by good human beings? I mean, by human beings. You know how many good families are ruined by human beings? You know how many good companies are ruined by human beings?
It's the ski resort fallacy, where as soon as you take a ski resort out of the hands of the locals who've run it and created a community,
they've ruined Jackson Hole.
They try to extract money from these quaint little towns. Yeah, they turn into stinking dog turds.
Yes,
within years.
My dad would say this: "It's rent. It's rent." People, human beings, just mess it up. Do you know how great boxing was. Muhammad Ali versus George Foreman. Muhammad Ali versus Smoking Joe Frazier. Muhammad Ali, Roberto Duran versus Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler versus Hearns. I mean, it was so, boxing was amazing. You know what happened? Human beings ruined it.
They had a quarter of the population listening to
two billion people watched it. Yes.
Before you could, before everybody had a TV.
Runt. Ugh. Do you know how awesome NASCAR used to be?
Ugh.
When Dale Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon, or Dale Earnhardt and Darrell Waltrip, or Kyle Yarborough, Richard Petty, man, NASCAR used to be awesome, but human beings ruined it. I mean, we find ways to just mess it up. And what seems to be, how many times you go to a restaurant when a restaurant opens up? Oh, man, have you been there? Oh, it's so good. Oh, you have to go. Have you not been? Oh, it's outside. You have to go. You have to go. And you go, and it's good at first. Like, it's really, really good. And a couple years into it, we ruin things, man. Human beings ruin things. We have ruined the sport. Now, I want to say this. I do think, well, let me throw this out there. There is a conspiracy theory. I do think it's going to get fixed. There is a conspiracy theory that's out there that says that college football could have made these guys eligible right off the bat, and they wouldn't have gone to the NFL. And then in that way, then they wouldn't have been able to come back. The reason they were able to come back is because they weren't made eligible to begin with. They didn't think they had any other pathway. So they went to NFL, they get cut, and they go, oh, well, there's a pathway back. Well, we want to go back now. So that's the catalyst of that, the genesis of that. There's a conspiracy theory out there that says that college sports could have made these guys eligible right off the bat. They didn't, because they knew that these guys would sue. They knew they'd lose in court. And now they can go to Congress and go, come on, guys. And when they get back, they'll get back in October, I think. September, October, Congress reconvenes. And, hey, come on, guys. We even got the NFL guys playing out. Y'all have to do something. So, there's that. There's that thought that they purposely torpedoed their own submarine or their own ship in order to get what they really wanted in the end. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That's a pretty gutsy move.
Mutiny? Yeah.
It's interesting times, isn't it? And the FBI comes in. I get the whole thing. This is football we're talking about. Basketball, it's worse.
I do, just real quick. I meant to slip this in earlier, but Lane Kiffin probably got excited when he heard the FBI was back at Ole Miss. He thought it was the female body inspector.
Ah! Oh, my goodness. I think we need to have scumbag ratings. Like in this week's scumbag poll, Pete Golden is still hanging on the number one spot, even though Lane Kiffin gaining votes. I wonder this. I think this is okay to say. Will Wade's a bigger scumbag than Lane Kiffin. If you're LSU...
I don't know enough about Will Wade. I know I know way too much about Lane Kiffin, even outside of the sport.
Oh, Will Wade, man. Will Wade. My good friend Frank gets in. It all started at Garden of Eden. As humans, we're going to ruin it. We're going to ruin it. A friend of mine on Twitter said this yesterday, and I ran across this. Will Vandervoort had a column out yesterday. Look what college athletics has become. College athletics turning something I'm not sure I want to watch much more in the future. I think I'm not the only one who feels this way. And my good friend Felicia gets in and said, Mickey Pollard, all right, Mickey Pollard called this years ago. So sad to see it. You know how I wish I'd have been wrong about all that? Look, if anything in the world had been wrong.
Mm-hmm. I wish you would have been wrong, too.
But you could see it coming from a mile away. All right, short break. We'll come back. Deshaun Watson's going to be the starting quarterback in Cleveland. That's interesting. And he came out and he did apologize to the fans. Two new starting quarterbacks in the SEC. I'll tell you who's starting at Florida, who's starting at Tennessee, including a true freshman. And we'll get to the Braves and Dodgers. Set that up for you. Love to have you. Hour number two when you come back right after this.